Head coach Tom Cerruteri now joining us outside the Beaver bench. Congratulations on a thorough 60 minutes, Tom.
Thanks, Schultz. Yeah, I thought the guys, I just thought they had a great weekend. I told them right after the game that they did everything. They did everything, obviously, we asked out of them this weekend. And again, we came up short last night, but I thought they played well last night, and they really executed well tonight.
Well, obviously, you get off to a great start. You get that all-important first goal, and you just kind of rode it from there. Give Ferris credit. You know, they got a late first-period goal. I know that is not ideal usually, but, boy, you guys really responded. And I thought, Phil, that those two shifts in back-to-back by Phil Marinaccio really kind of changed the outcome of the game.
Phil Marinaccio has just turned into, a big-time player. And I'm so proud of him because, again, it hasn't been easy for him here. And, I've been pretty tough on Phil over the years. And, what he's doing as a senior right now, it's just it's awesome. And I'm so happy for Phil. And he's just a huge piece of the puzzle.
You put the three Fitzgeralds back on a line together tonight, and they didn't give you any reason to second-guess that decision. Just 4 minutes into the game, there is just a different gear when those three are together, isn't there?
Well, again, when they have space, look out, you know. And it was nice seeing Jerry score on that move because I've been giving him a hard time with that move. He tries it all the time. And Jerry, I go, yeah, I haven't scored in 3 years on that move. You know, come on, drive wide a little bit. Take the puck behind the net. So we'll be seeing more of that move, I guess.
Jerry, you've only scored one goal with that move for 3 years.
No, it's great. Yeah, no, it was a great goal. They played well tonight, those guys.
Well, you know it's a good night when there's five multiple point players that all five goal scorers got assists for you tonight.
Well, it's just nice to get five-on-five goals, fellas, you know what I mean? And five-on-five goals, we needed that. We just needed that.
Well, your defensemen certainly got involved tonight, and Justin Beaudry with a fantastic instinct play of driving towards the post and getting an easy tap in.
Absolutely. No, that was nice. That was a nice goal.
Kind of ironic, Tom, that tonight you get beat statistically, not maybe as bad as you outshot and out face off, but the game of hockey is a weird one in that you might lose some of the statistical battles, but end up winning the hockey game.
Well, all the statistical battles is how you want to sit there and gauge the statistical battle. I could care less about the shots tonight because it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, in the third period, we weren't worried about too much other than managing the puck. So,
yeah.
Those are all deceiving stats. But the bottom line is you got to get a lead and you got to keep a lead. That's the game of hockey. That's any sport. And we got a lead and we kept a lead.
Did you come out of this thing healthy?
No, we didn't. We got one guy who's going to be out probably for a while. And so that's going to be a big loss for us, probably 4 to 6 weeks. So, it just keeps coming. But it is what it is, guys.
Part of the game.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
See you next week.
All right, bye.
Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers, with us here on the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show tonight.